Well, Aidan, looking forward to an Ulster final. And I suppose, given Kilcoo's record in Down in recent years, I know you lost last year, but, you know, it could kind of be one of the expectations, you know, to reach a final.
Every year is an expectation in Kilcoo to reach the Down final. That's just part and parcel of where we are at the minute. Whether you win or not, it's a different story, but we're there or thereabouts, never too far away.
Yeah, lost it, as I say, last year, but came back this year stronger than ever. Mickey Moore and Conrad Gilligan came in.
Yeah, and Paul Davin came in along with him. Three fantastic men. I suppose fresh ideas, new mindsets and new words. Everything's just very fresh and it's very easy to play this year.
Yeah. Obviously Mickey Morton's a great man to train with the football and believes in it all. Everything is done with the football.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant man. We couldn't believe we even got him on board because we thought that was him finished with management, so we're absolutely over the moon to get him on board. But his trainings and his approach to things is brilliant, very fresh, you know, for an older man.
Does it suggest that the ambition that the club have when they go for somebody like that with such a track record with Stocknell and with Derry and Mayo and Donegal?
Yeah, well, that was it. There's a few men sat together and his was the first name. It was at the top of the pile, so they went to him first and he took it, so we were over the moon. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Tell me, talk to me about the season. What a reasonable enough steady enough campaign in Down. They got to the final and then held to a draw.
Yeah, we've had a steady year. We got off well in the Ulster League, was the first competition we won, and in the league we haven't been playing too bad, and then the championship came around. We were just playing a good brand of football, just coming into ourselves, and as the championship progressed, we got better as it went on.
And then had to go to a replay in the final, was it?
No, in the semi-final against Bourne. We had a replay and
so that
two very good games. It probably stuck to us, to tell you nothing of the truth.
Yeah. And then talk to me about Ulster.
Ulster's been going grand, just grinding out wins. Mahara Felt comes strong at the very last, as well as Derry Gonley, but we got over the line, so we're over the moon.
Yeah. And tell me, has the team changed much in recent years? It hasn't really, has it?
No, changed very little. Surely there's different boys in and out, but just the way the teams are and boys getting injured and that, it's always been doing that. So.
Yeah, Kilcoo is basically a rural area, isn't it?
Yeah, very rural area, yeah. It's just not much over 1,000 people. So it's very quiet place.
And I read somewhere some of your players were saying that there's nothing else to do but play football.
Play football, go to mass, I think was his quote. That's about the height of it. I suppose it's a good way to be, isn't it?
Tell me, what do you know of Neil Connell?
Very little. They were on the TV the other night. I didn't even get to watch them. I was babysitting, so we'll sit down this week, I'm sure, with the management and we'll get a good look at them.
Well, of course, Conrad Gilligan will have good knowledge of them because he worked with them in the
past.
That's
right. Yeah.
And Mickey Moore will have a good feel for Donegal football as
well. Yeah. Conrad has worked with them. He says they're a fantastic team, so I'm sure we'll see what they're at and where we are ourselves.
They're known for their defensive system and their defensive structure, but they seem to have got their attacking game. They're a more attacking team this year.
Yeah.
Are you something similar? I was looking at your scores. You know, you're not putting up big scores, but you're not conceding enough.
No, I think that's just the way the football has gone in general, especially when you get into these bigger games, Ulster football, it's going to be more defensive and watching your own house and then scoring after that.
Yeah. And is there pressure on to win? You know, you've been so close for so long.
No, there's absolutely no pressure on us. We're not even... It's not really much crack about it. Being the final, we're just taking it as another game. I think that's a good way to be, so you're not putting any pressure on yourself.
Yeah. And I was reading there as well, it's 88, I think, since the last Down team won. It's an amazing long time for Down.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially for some of the great teams that come out of the Mayo Bridge team. We were very unlucky a couple of times. I think they could cross beat them by a point in one of the finals. And they were a fantastic team, had run five in a row. So it just goes to show you, I think... All the length of the competition, it's only two Down teams ever won it. So.
Yeah.